Christ.
弟兄姐妹平安。
It's indeed a wonderful to be worshiping with you today and to share God's word with you.
能够今天早上跟大家一起崇拜跟分享神的话语。
Before we begin, let's open with a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for your presence with us this morning. We pray for your spirit to open our hearts and our minds to listen to what you are about to share with us, Lord. We thank you for your word in our lives. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.This passage is Judges chapter 20, verse 1 to 17.
今天的经文取自是诗记第二十章第一到第十七节。
We're coming to the close of Judges. Hang in there.
我们要结束这个是诗记了，大家坚持下去。
Now, let me read to you in English. Okay. Then all the Israelites from Dan to Beersheba and from the land of Gilead came out as one man and assembled before the Lord in Mizpah.The leaders of all the people of the tribes of Israel took their places in the assembly of the people of God. 400,000 soldiers armed with swords. The Benjamites heard that the Israelites had gone up to Mizpah. Then the Israelites said, Tell us how this awful thing happened. So the Levite, the husband of the murdered woman, said, I and my concubine came to Gibeah in Benjamin to spend the night. During the night, the men of Gibeah came after me.And surrounded the house, intending to kill me. They raped my concubine, and she died. I took my concubine, cut her into pieces, and sent one piece to each region of Israel's inheritance, because they committed this lewd and disgraceful act in Israel. Now, all you Israelites, speak up and give your verdict. All the people rose as one man, saying, None of us will go home. No, not one of us will return to his house.But now this is what we'll do to Gibeah. We'll go up against it as the Lord directs. We'll take 10 men out of every 100 from all the tribes of Israel, and 100 from 1,000, and 1,000 from 10,000, to get provisions for the army. Then when the army arrives, Gibeah and Benjamin, it can give them what they deserve for all this vileness done in Israel.So all the men of Israel got together and united as one man against the city. The tribes of Israel sent men throughout the tribe of Benjamin, saying, What about this awful crime that was committed among you? Now surrender those wicked men of Gibeah, so that we may put them to death and purge the evil from Israel. But the Benjamites would not listen to their fellow Israelites. From their towns, they came together at Gibeah to fight against the Israelites.At once, the Benjamites mobilized 26,000 swordmen from their towns, in addition to 700 chosen men from those living in Gibeah. Among all these soldiers, there were 700 chosen men who were left-handed, each of whom could sling a stone at a hare and not miss. Israel, apart from Benjamin, mustered 400,000 swordsmen, all of them fighting men.Quite an interesting passage, huh?
这是很有趣的经文。
On April 15, 1989, 96 Liverpool fans physically crushed to death at Hillsborough Stadium.
在1989年4月15日，有96位利物浦的球迷呢，他在这个球场上呢就被压死了。
During the FA Cup semi-finals between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest.
这是一个足总杯的半决赛，是利物浦对Nottingham Forest.
The Hillsborough disaster remains the deadliest stadium-related disaster in British history and one of the worst in international football.
这个希尔斯堡球场的这个灾害呢，是英国历史上一个最惨的一个足球的悲剧。
Now, John Paul Guiholi, 10 years old,was the youngest of those who never came home from Sheffield that day.
John Paul, 这个十岁的小男孩呢，就是最年幼的而不能回家的那一位。
Stephen Gerrard was only 9 years old when Hillsborough happened, and he knew John Paul.
那时候呢 ，Stephen Gerrard 才九岁，而他认识这个 John Paul.
He was his cousin.
因为呢 ，Gerrard 是他的表弟。
In his autobiography, Gerrard described John Paul.As a boy whose life was snatched away just as it was starting, crushed to death in a stand unfit for human beings.
在这个他的自传里面呢 ，Gerard 就说这个 John Paul 这个小男孩呢，他的生命呢就这样被拿走了，因为他在一个球不可以承载人的这个球场上那边被压死了。
So on the Wednesday following the disaster, Kelvin McKenzie, the editor of The Sun, a British tabloid magazine, a newspaper, used the front page headlines titled The Truth with three subtitles.
这个 Kelvin McKenzie 呢，也就是这个《太阳时报》的这个编辑呢，他在他的头版那边呢，就写了这个大很大的一个头版，就是真相，而他有三个小的这个头版。
He says some fans pick pockets of victims, some fans urinated on the brave cops, some fans beat up police constable giving kiss of life。
这三个子标题呢，一个就是这些有一些球迷啊，他就偷了这些受难者的这些钱，有些又说他们这些球迷呢就在这个警察那边呢会跟他们撒尿，有些球迷呢甚至就是打死了一些警察。
Now imagine the emotion surrounding the people then。
我们想他们读了这些子标题呢，很多人就会很多的情绪。
However, this story was based on falsehood.
可是这个 McKenzie 这个故事呢，是其实是根据一些谎言。
Now McKenzie has based his report on false testimony given by the chief superintendent then, David Duncanfield.
因为 McKenzie 他的报道呢，是根据这个 David Duncanfield 这个警司的供词。
Now it was David Duncanfield who gave orders to open the gates that allowed hundreds of fans to flood onto the already crowded terraces at the Sheffield Wednesday Stadium that day.
其实呢，这个 David Duncanfield 这个警司呢，他就是给下那个命令，让很多数百个球迷呢进去那个已经是爆满的那个球场。
The prosecutor Alan Jones then stated that minutes after the disaster, Duncanfield deceitfully and dishonestly told senior FA officials that the supporters had forced the gates open themselves.
所以检察官这个 Alan Jones 呢，在他的报道里面就说，其实这个 Duncanfield 呢，他已经是很以欺诈的方式呢，告诉这些足总的高级成员呢，说这些球迷是自己进去的。
Duncanfield admitted that he had lied about certain statements regarding the causes of the disaster.
所以 Duncanfield 在过后呢，就承认自己对于这些事情呢，他说谎了。
Several other officers, including Norman Batterson, were accused of manipulating evidences.
还有一些官员呢，他们也就是被控在捏造他们的证据。
The story was a cover-up.
所以呢，整个故事其实是一个掩盖真实的。
The prosecution abandoned.The prosecution was abandoned when Duncanfield's doctor declared him unfit to stand trial due to an illness.
最后这个控方呢，他们只好放弃，因为 Duncanfield 的医生呢，宣布呢，他没有这个体能能够被指控。
Do you know what happened to Duncanfield after that?
Duncanfield 过后怎么样呢？
He took medical retirement on a full police pension.
最后呢， Duncanfield 呢就拿着整个退休金呢就退休了。
These allegations contradicted the reports of many Liverpool fans who actively helped the security personnel to stretcher away a large number of people and victims and gave first aid to the injured.
其实 Duncanfield 的这些指控呢，跟这些很多利物浦所做的这些事情呢是不相对的。而这个其实利物浦他们很多人呢都积极帮助那些受害者，也帮助很多的受难的人急救。
So on 7-8 July 2004, The Sun issued an apology without reservation in a full-page opinion piece.
所以《太阳时报》在过后呢，他就无保留地为着他们所做的报道道歉。
It says that it has committed the most terrible mistake in history.
他说他们已经犯了这个历史上最大的一个错误。
Since then, Liverpoolians have boycotted The Sun till today.
有很多利物浦的球迷呢，到今天呢，还是在背隔这个《太阳时报》。
Even though an investigation, the Taylor report, has confirmed certain problems with the stadium design and also poor police control, no one was made responsible for this.
虽然呢，在过后的报道里面是说这个球场的这个设计呢，的确是有问题，可是最后是没有人是因这个事情负责任的。
Because of this report and this incident, now top stadiums are converted into seating areas.
因为这样子的一个结果呢，很多的这些顶级的球场呢，他们现在都是全部都是要坐席的。
And also don't have fans around the pitch anymore.
而在球迷的前面呢，也没有那个围墙。
20 long years have passed since the death of 96 Liverpool fans, and still no justice.
这件事情过了二十年呢，至今还是没有公义。
The truth of what happened never came to full light.
真实的情况呢，是没有办法知道的。
What was reported in the Sun was based on lies and deception.
太阳时报的那个报道呢，是根据谎言和不真实。
To protect certain people from blame.
让一些人呢，能够不用负责任。
Many are still grieving for their loss. Many are still asking, where is truth and where is justice?
很多人为着他们的悲痛呢，他们的失落还在悲痛。很多人还在问，到底这个96年的这个公义在哪里呢？
The victims were at the wrong place at the wrong time.
这些受害者呢，阴差阳错在错的地方。
Today's passage is also about seeking truth and seeking justice.
其实今天的经文呢，也是讲述这个探讨真实。
It is a continuation from Judges chapter 19, which Pastor Xiao Hui has preached 2 weeks back.
就是在延续这个士师记第十九章。
The murdered girl was treated as only an object, a possession of the Levite.
这个受害的女子呢，她就是被当成是一个东西。
She was also a victim at the wrong place at the wrong time.
她也是一个阴差阳错的在 不对的地方的这个受害者。
I would also add that she had married the wrong man.
她也嫁错了人。
Where is truth? Where is justice?
我们今天要问真理跟这个公义在哪里呢？
This was the same question which the Israelites asked when they bear witness to the most atrocious event in their history.
以色列人在面对这个历史上最恐怖的一个事件，他们也问了同样的一个问题。
They earned full score for their sense of justice, but zero in their attempt to seek truth.
他们的正义感呢是满分的，可是他们追求真理的这个本事呢却是零分的。
Sadly, they had based their judgment and on only one side of the story, and that is from the Levite man himself.
很可惜，他们的判断呢是根据一个片面之词，这个利未人的片面之词。
Was the story presented by the Levite truthful?
我们要问这个利未人所展现的这个供词是真实的吗？
Was it based on facts or fiction?
是真的还是假的呢？
Let's find out.
我们来看一下。
Now in Judges chapter 19 verse 22, the text shows that some of the wicked men of the city surrounded the house where the Levite and his concubine were staying.
19章22节那里是说城里的一些恶人呢，他们包围了这个房子。
But in the passage today in verse 5, the Levite recounts that it was the man of Gibeah who came for them.
可是在第五节那里，当这个利未人他说的时候呢，却是城里的人来包围这个屋子。
The man of Gibeah refers to lords or noblemen of Gibeah.
当这样子说法的时候，城里的人的时候呢，就是其实是在讲这个基比亚地方那边的贵族。
People with authority and honor.
他们是有名分的。
Rather than a less significant group of perverse men of the city.
而不是好像十九章二十二节那里讲那里基比亚里面的恶人。
Also, the Levite claims that the man intended to kill me the man intended to kill me, while the actual intent was to have sex with him in chapter 19 verse 22.
而且利未人说他们是想杀他，其实这些人呢是想跟他有性关系。
What's worse is that the Levite fails to mention that he was the one who seized his concubine and threw her out to the mob in the first place, just to protect himself.
其实最重要的是利未人在这里呢，没有说是他自己把他的妾呢丢出去，为了要保护自己。
Moreover, he claims, they raped my concubine and she died.
而他就说他强奸他的妾直到他死。
Implying that her death was a result of the gang rape.
好像是说她的死呢是因为这个轮奸的关系。
A crude translation would even read, "They raped my concubine until she died."
所以很粗俗的翻译就是说他们强奸到她致死。
This is again another distortion of facts.
其实这个是不符合真实的。
It is true that her ordeal of abuse was lasted throughout the night.
虽然她的这个被凌虐呢是整个晚上。
But these wicked men had let her go at dawn.
可是这些恶人呢，在早上还是放她走了。
She was still alive and went back to the house where her master was staying.
她还是活着回到她主人所住的屋子。
She fell at the door and lay there until daylight.
她在门口那边跌倒，在那边躺到早上。
Was she already dead when her husband found her in the morning?
早上她的丈夫看到她的时候，是活还是死的呢？
Who killed the concubine?
到底这个是谁杀了这个妾呢？
This is an important question when evaluating the Levite's statement.
当我们在审核这个利未人的供词的时候，这个是很重要的问题。
Although the text is silent,
虽然这个经文没有说是谁害死他的。
The Greek translation of the Bible, the LXX, implicitly assumed that the concubine was dead on arrival.
希腊的翻译是，其实是在说，当他在那里的时候呢，已经死了。
They added to chapter 19, verse 28, an additional phrase that there was no answer from her, for she was dead.
在二十八节那里呢，说当他说他没有回答的时候呢，他说是因为他死了。
You're not going to find that in your Bible. It's only in the Greek version of the Bible.
这个只有在希腊的翻译里面有。
Thanks for trying. The Levite claims that she is murdered and has pinned the responsibility of her death on the man of Gibeah.
所以这个利未人当他说他这样子死的时候呢，他是把这个责任呢归咎在这些基比亚人身上。
Indeed, it was murder.
的确这个是一个谋杀。
But who was the murderer?
可是谋杀的人是谁呢？
The actual narrative never makes it clear who actually killed her.
其实我们看那个经文里面没有真的是说是谁杀死她的。
It could have been the result of the rape as she bled to death at the doorway.
可能她是因为被轮奸而流血致死。
But it is quite different to suggest that they raped her until she died.
可是说她是被轮奸致死呢是不一样的。
Just as the Sun editor McKinsey had based his reports on false testimony, the Israelites had also based their sense of justice on falsified information.
所以我们可以看到这个太阳就好像这个太阳时报的这个编辑 McKinsey 他的做的报道呢是根据错误的供词呢，同样这些以色列人呢他们所做的这个正义的判断呢也是根据这个利未人错误的供词。
Now when the Levite cut up her body parts and sent to different tribes of Israel and told of the atrocity that has happened, he asked the Israelites for a verdict.
当这个利未人把他肢解了然后分派到以色列的各族群的时候，把这样的恶事告诉他们的时候呢，他就要求这个以色列人给他一个判决。
In fact, he is asking for justice.
他是要求正义。
The stage has been well set for emotional blackmail.
我们看到这个舞台呢，其实他是在玩弄情绪。
Imagine the smell and the sight they receive when they receive the body parts.
我们可以想象这些以色列人他们拿到这个被肢解的这个物体，它的味道，它的整个情景。
They say such a thing has never been seen or done, not since the day Israelites came out of Egypt.
他们说这样的事情从以色列出埃及以来从未发生。
With the stage set, it was easy to manipulate this man to do his bid.
做好了这样子的一个舞台呢，这个人呢很容易的能够操纵这些群众的情绪。
The Levite wanted revenge, but he did not want to get his hands dirty.
这个利未人呢，他是要报仇，可是他又不要自己来做。
Instead, he has single-handedly turned a local crime of an individual into a nationwide civil war.
看到的他就是单一的，只是一个对他个人的一个犯罪呢，却成为了一个全国家的一个内争。
Once he presented his case for revenge, his task is done.
他把他的整个复仇的这个事情做完的时候呢，他就完成了他的工作。
The self-appointed leader deliverer disappears from the rest of the story.
我们看到这个自封的这个领袖呢，在从此呢，他就销声匿迹了。
So still in shock, the Israelites came up with a plan for revenge in no time.
所以这些依然被震撼的这些以色列人呢，立刻就做出了一个报仇的计划。
First, they've made a vow. None of us will go home. No, not one of us will return to his house.
他们就宣誓说，他们没有一个人会回家。
Not knowing that this vow would later cause more problems for the entire tribe of Benjamin when they wipe them out.
这样的一个宣誓呢，就造成了几乎整个便雅悯的支派呢就被消灭了。
Then they decided to draw lots to gather an army to confront the men of Gibeah.
然后呢，他们就拿捏说到底谁会去攻占这些基比亚的人。
It is interesting to see their solidarity in adversity.
我们看到他们在这样的一个逆境中呢，能够这样子团结呢，是很有趣的。
In verse 1, the author wrote that all the Israelites from Dan to Beersheba came out as one man.But yet failed to mention that the tribe of Benjamin was not with them.
第一节说他们出来的时候呢是如同一人，可是却没有说到这个便雅悯人不跟他们在一起。
Then in verse 8, it was also mentioned that all the people rose as one man.
在第八节那里呢也是说他们如同一人起来。
While verse 11 tells us that all the men of Israel got together and united as one man against the city.
十一节那里说，以色列众人彼此联合，如同一人，聚集攻击那城。
They came out as one man, rose as one man, and united as one man.
所以他们像如同一人起来，如同一人聚集，如同一人呢，就是联合在一起。
Unbelievable! I call this the call of the one man.
这是无可置信的，这个就是一个人如同一人被呼召起来。
What an irony!
其实这是很大的讽刺。
By manipulating the Israelites to avenge the injustice of his, on his behalf, the Levite was able to unite them.
这个利未人为了要摆布这些以色列人为他这个讨回公义呢，他竟然能够把他们真的是联合起来。
He did what no judge could have accomplished.
他所做的呢，是之后没有一个士师能够做的。
The Israelites, not counting the tribe of Benjamin, were united for the first time in the entire book of Judges.
这些以色列人不包括便雅悯支派呢，是士师记里面第一次这样子的一个同心。
Even though he was not a judge, he performed the role of uniting the Israelites.
这个利未人虽然不是士师呢，竟然好像士师一样的把这些以色列人连成一体。
This was no easy task.
这个当然不容易。
But sadly, they were united on a cause that was based on lies and deception.
很可惜呢，他们为这样的一个原因来联合呢，是基于这个欺骗还有谎言。
After gathering the men, they confronted the tribe of Benjamin, who refused to listen to their threats, just as the son of Belier, of Gibeah, would not listen to the old man in Judges chapter 19.Verse 25.
他们聚集起来，他们就来面对这个便雅悯人，可是这些便雅悯人却不听他们的恐吓。
Maybe they knew that their accusations were not entirely truthful.
可能这些便雅悯人不听，是因为他们知道所讲的那不是真实的。
Maybe it was pride that prevented the Benjamites to act justly.
或者这些便雅悯人会这么不公义，是因为他们的自傲。
They would rather protect the wicked men than to give in to the demands of their brothers.
他们宁愿保护这些邪恶的人，而不帮助而不向他们的弟兄妥协。
Whatever the reason for their refusal to surrender those wicked men of Gibeah, it eventually led to the biggest civil war in the period of the judges.
不管是什么原因呢，最后他们这样子的行为呢，就导致了这个以色列史上呢最大的一个内战。
So they prepared.For battle by summoning from all the towns of Benjamin.
所以他们就把这便雅悯各城市的所有拿刀的人呢聚集起来。
Only 26,000 swordsmen plus 700 chosen men from Gibeah were called to fight against 400,000 fighting men of Israel.
所以有26,000个拿刀的，还有700个被拣选的来面对这个400,000的群众。
Yet, as if this was not enough to show their superiority against the Israelites, the narrator further notes that these 700 chosen were elite marksmen, left-handed marksmen.
这个作者还说到这700个被拣选的呢，他们是左手便利的。
Who could sling a stone at a hare and not miss.
他们可以用机学呢，抛石打人呢，毫发不差。
These left-handed warriors would later inflict even greater death on their fellow Israelites.
所以这些左撇子呢，过后呢，就真的是可以打死很多这些以色列人。
So what can we learn from this passage today?
所以我们今天要学习到的功课是什么呢？
On the surface, we see deceit and deception at work.
表面上我们可以看到的就是欺骗和欺诈。
How dark!Is the heart of man seeking revenge?
一个复仇的心是何等的黑暗。
Today's passage tells of a cruel and heartless man manipulating his countrymen in taking revenge against his enemies.
今天呢，我们看到一个冷酷无情的人呢，操纵自己的同胞，为的是要跟他的敌人呢复仇。
For an act of violence which he has been involved indirectly caused.
其实这个暴力的行为呢，他间接呢是有责任的。
But if we look deeper into the story, we realize that the Levite not only deceived his fellow countrymen, but he also deceived himself of all responsibility for the death of his concubine.
可是我们看到这个故事的更深一层，就是他不单单是欺骗了他自己的同胞，他同时呢也欺骗了自己，以为对自己对他所窃的事情呢没有责任。
He hides the truth of him throwing her out to the wolves. Instead, blames the nobleman of Gibeah entirely for her death.
他隐瞒了他自己把他 抛出去的这个事实，而把一切的责任归咎在基比亚人身上。
17th century German poet and novelist Goethe once wrote, "We are never deceived, we deceive ourselves."
德国的诗人呢，Goethe 呢，这么说，我们从来是不会被骗的，只有我们自己骗自己。
American writer Richard Bach believes that the worst lies are the lies we tell ourselves.
Richard Bach 说最可怕的谎言呢，就是我们自己告诉自己的那个谎言。
How have we been deceiving others?
我们是怎么样欺骗人呢？
How have we been deceiving ourselves?
我们又是怎么自欺欺人呢？
Dutch humanist and theologian Erasmus believes that man's mind is so formed that it is far more susceptible to falsehood than to truth.
Erasmus 这么说，人的这个思想呢，就是他比较容易相信谎言而不相信真理。
Really? Is it easier for us to believe in lies than in truth?
是真的吗？我们真的是比较容易相信谎言而不是真理吗？
Are we so easily deceived?
我们是这么容易被骗吗？
So much so that we deceive even ourselves.
甚至我们会自己骗自己吗？
In the movie Slumdog Millionaire, the gangster Mamon would blind the eyes of a small child with acid if he or she was discovered to be a talented singer.
在这个Slumdog Millionaire 电影里面呢，这个黑帮妈妈呢，她会故意把这个小孩子的眼睛呢弄瞎，如果她发现呢她是一个可以唱的人。
As this would generate more income when the child sings and begs on the street.
因为她在街上那里唱讨钱的时候呢，会有更多的钱。
In the name of national security, George Bush Jr. used the threat of weapons of mass destruction to convince the Americans to invade Iraq.
小布什呢，也以这个国家安全的名义呢，用了这个大规模杀伤器武器呢，来欺骗美国人来攻占这个伊拉克。
A claim based on lies and deception.
这些呢，都是用谎言和欺骗来做的供词。
Journalists and reporters of the news struggle between truth.And fiction every day.
其实记者呢和这些新闻工作者呢，每天呢都要在这个真实和谎言之间来挣扎。
But when stories are presented to us, it is important to separate facts from fiction.
可是这些故事在我们面前的时候呢，我们就要来分辨真伪。
It is our responsibility to inquire deeper into the story as much as we can.
我们就是有这个责任跟追根究底。
Seeking the truth is never easy.
当然要知道真实是不容易的。
I'm often caught in the middle of arguments between friends.
如果有两个朋友之间在吵架呢，我常常在中间。
I learn not to take sides.
我就学习不偏袒一方。
But sometimes no matter how neutral you want to be, you will always be accused of taking sides on behalf of the other.
不过不管你是如何的中立呢，往往对方呢都会说你在偏袒另一方。
Let's learn to be partial in our judgment and be vigilant in facts finding.
让我们学习着有那个中立的判断，而对于找出真实呢，会很仔细。
I think if there's one thing I can learn from today's passage, is that it is easy to fall into the trap of deceit when our emotions are stirred.
我想从今天的经文里面可以学到一个功课呢，就是当我们的情绪被搅扰的时候，我们很容易被人家骗。
Tell a tale of injustice.Mix in a little spice of lies, we have a potent concoction for disaster.
只要讲出一个不公义的故事，在家里面一些谎言呢，哇，就很容易制造一个灾难的这个情节。
What is truth? What is justice?
真理是什么？公义又是什么呢？
Sometimes in our pursuit of justice, truth is compromised.
在我们追求公义的时候，有时候这个真理呢就被妥协了。
Sometimes it is hard to struggle.It is a hard struggle between what we see, what we believe in our hearts to be right, and what we see as truth before our eyes.
有时候呢，我们要挣扎，就是到底我们心里相信的是真的，还是我们眼睛所看到的是真的。
Sometimes knowing truth hurts.
有时候呢，真理是会受伤的。
But it is always better than any distorted lies.
可是呢，真理却好过任何一个被扭曲的谎言。
It's a very fine line between the two sometimes.
这两点呢又很难能够分辨。
Now as followers of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, we must be a community of truth seekers.
作为耶稣是真理、道路、生命，而我们作为他的追随者呢，我们也要做一个追求真理的群体。
To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, You are really my disciples.
对于相信他的犹太人呢，耶稣说，如果你遵行我的教导，你就是我的门徒。
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
那你就知道真理，而真理能叫你得自由。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for the word of truth to us. Lord Father, that Christ has done the cross for us, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. We pray that this truth exists in us, and it will set us free for our life ahead.